adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
Yes,
you
don't flip.
Oh no.
Because you crit on it. You crit the pancakes.
Where's the only place that we haven't been yet?
There's another door right. All right.
We'll go there.
Let's go in there. And we're going to refill.
Okay.
I think we're almost done.
I think we're getting close.
Yeah, you're getting close.
Unless there's another floor.
There's another floor.
Oh, never mind. We might not finish this thing.
We got like an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Can
you stay there for an hour?
It doesn't matter. They'll just say it. They'll just sit there.
I can't wait to get on my dinner, guys.
He's been a good asset.
Do you have a date yet for that?
No, just last week in March when they're going to start sending them out.
Awesome.
Alright.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say there's another floor. There's another section. It's right there. You guys exit. Wait, actually, I'll just switch pads. It'll be faster to turn it off.
Do you really want to be me? Do you really want to?
Don't touch the mic.
Maybe that somehow.
He doesn't like it.
Don't touch the mic. I found a cremated one I wrote for you guys.
Alright.
Heavily altered cremated, I should say.
It's not Bobby Yaga, is it?
An old.
Sleep Chambers of Snorlax.
It's an old 3.0.
Tomb of Horrors?
No.
Damn. I think that's like second edition.
They redid it.
Oh, they did.
Third.
We should do Tomb of Horrors so we can die. That'd be fun.
You die a lot in that.
Yeah, I think we should die.
That and the Temple of Elemental Evil.
Yeah.
We can knock it out.
Don't even try to drink that.
I'm not. I'm looking at it
right. Oh, brilliant. What are you doing?
Waiting for the bathroom.
Oh, just go upstairs, guys.
It's way up there.
It's so
fun. I'll talk to you. You guys care about the senior kid.
She would enjoy talking about that.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
So why wasn't she supposed to call 911? The dad didn't want her to.
He's probably got a record.
Fuck that kid. Tell him to rub some dirt on it.
I spent 18 years trying to get the shakes into him. You ain't gonna fix it for me.
You gotta learn to cope.
Did we win yet?
Yep. You were left inside the mirror, though.
Oh, shit.
You're in limbo.
Am I the rule? Can I be the constable of the mirror, though?
It's, well, the house is destroyed.
Is it, like, for shiny?
So you're just floating around in limbo, basically, yeah.
Ooh. Can I be the constable of limbo?
But you
like,
can be the king of limbo.
Is that a song?
It is.
There's a song called King of Limbo?
Yes, it's the ending for a game that got sued because it took screenshots from Oblivion and used them in the game. It would take screenshots from, like, the ends and stuff and use them just as background. So it was, like, a click and choose your own adventure type thing. Dummies. They got sued.
What was the game?
Doesn't surprise me. I'm sure ZeniMax sued the show. I'm going to say sued.
Hey,
they're going to sue Mohang.
What's the game that you've been playing on Steam that I keep saying? It's called, like, Meat Boy or
Super
something?
Super Meat Boy?
No, Super Meat Boy.
What is that?
Hard as fuck platformer.
Yeah, it's really hard.
What's a platformer?
It's where you just jump around.
It's like Mario.
Way harder.
You jump around!
And you don't... You
jump around!
Die, you gotta suck that level over. But you're gonna die a lot, so it's not a big deal. Good looking, Tyler.
I wouldn't look at
your word.
Dustin.
Just say my name doesn't make me...
Say my name, say my name!
Say my name.
Hey! Away, away.
I plan on beating all the Mass Effects over spring break. Well, I probably won't, though.
Yeah, there's three of them.
Yeah. Maybe I'll beat one.
Yeah. All right.
I still haven't beat Oblivion. I'm really close.
Don't worry about it.
Well, just for some reason, like, well, and I'm close to the end.
I don't think anything's as bad as everyone says it.
Oh, I don't. It wasn't anything that bothered me. It's just the fucking game. I couldn't stand the fact they leveled with you and the portals, the goddamn gates were horrible.
Yeah, annoying.
Yeah, that's
especially
the part that I'm at.
It's
not that fun.
Archer character.
And that's what
just,
I am.
Yeah, it just takes forever to kill shit.
Yeah.
You can. There's like a glitch where you can like stay sneaking the whole time you're shooting stuff. It still takes like fucking 8 arrows to down anything.
Yeah, it's super annoying. I run out of arrows.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can just go and get whatever arrows you want from wherever.
Can't.
Well,
somebody
like,
sells like glass arrows. I think.
I haven't seen glass arrows.
Glass. Use Daedric arrows.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone that sells those.
No one sells Daedric, but glass. I know someone sells glass arrows.
Yeah. Well, the best that I've seen people sell is Elven.
What did I do? I did something that made it really easy.
Game Shark
on a
Game Genie.
PS2 on a 360.
Okay. Game Whale. Killer Whale. Game Killer Whale.
Game X Whale.
Yeah. Xbox Whale.
SimCity.
Come on, what awesome cheat thing did you use? We have to put the CD inside a CD and then put the CD in the.
Is that a real thing?
What are you talking about? Called the game lamp, and the genie appears out of it.
That'd be awesome. Well, it's just an actual genie, but for some reason, you know.
Hello, I've been stuck in here for 3 million years.
Help me beat this game, really?
Like,
that's all you want?
And I've come back to help you beat this game.
He's playing Atari on ET, and he needs help beating it. I would be like, no thanks.
I had that game.
Yeah.
Did you have the one with Journey?
Did you ever read the interview with the guy who created that? And that experience distraught him so much that he quit video games and became a therapist for people who, like,
maybe
for engineers.
No.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Journey.
The guy that created
E.T.
for Atari?
Mm-hmm.
What was wrong with the game?
Atari lost a shitload of money on it because they bought the license for it. And then they made the guy basically make it in, like, 6 weeks. And he stayed up for, like, days.
They made tons and tons of copies of it.
Yeah, supposedly they're buried in a landfill somewhere.
Was it a fun game?
No. It's one of the worst games I've ever made. Yeah. Up there with, like, Superman 64.
What's wrong with that game?
E.T. would...
What was wrong with that? There was a Namor...
You see the look on Tyler's face?
There was an Aquaman game, too, that was made. It was horrible.
I've never played Superman 64.
You should.
Oh,
you just play.
God. You just fly around rings.
Yeah, and then if you actually do beat it, you gotta lift up a car that explodes within, like, 2 seconds. I remember I did it when we rented it, because we rented it when it came out.
I just tried playing it again not that long ago, and I still couldn't get through it.
Once the rings?
No, not the rings, but, like,
the car
combat where you're picking up cars and throwing
them. What's that guy on YouTube who has,
Justin Bieber?
Angry Video Game Nerd?
Angry Video Game Nerd, yeah. He's hilarious, and he did that game, and it's...
Alright, I'm just going to see the Snorlax is out front.
If anybody's listening to this right now on a podcast, fuck this and go watch it right now, because it's hilarious. Then
no,
back
fuck
it.
You. Your podcast is hilarious.
My grandma likes it.
Yeah, she will not stop emailing me.
Put my Dustin and Tyler on there.
Get me a date with that David guy.
Why is she Jewish?
It started as Jewish and it kind of ended Australian.
You're a bigot.
Hello, I'm Tyler and I'm Trent and Tyler's grandma. Hello, Grandma Oostendorp here. Grandma Oostendorp.
She's from Leeds. She saw the Who play there every weekend.
What? They did not.
That Houston Dolls. Come on.
They have a live
what
Leeds.
What do you see?
Long.
Right, that's a joke from.
What do we see?
That one thing. Do you see the Who playing at Leeds?
Oh my god, can I get your autograph?
That is.
Who?
Who?
What
who?
Song are they playing?
Anyway.
Who are you?
That song where they go, yeah!
Who are you?
Teenage Wasteland.
No.
I'm just kidding. That's not that song.
Anyway. It's Bob O'Reilly.
Anyway, yeah, you see Teenage Wasteland playing.
Oh,
the song is not called Teenage Wasteland.
Is that song?
Anyway, you see the
is that
playing
the song?
The Kiss cover.
Is that the song on my CSI Miami?
Yeah.
That's
We Won't Be Fooling Him.
Yeah.
You want to look it up?
Oh yeah.
The
Who
was my favorite
is.
Band all throughout middle school, so I know quite a bit about them.
Can you say?
Yeah, well, you didn't know that
sunglasses.
Song.
What song?
Dick Sickle.
Oh, ba ba ba. We won't be fooled again.
you should look up a video of Jim Carrey.
I'm pretty busy.
Jim
anyway,
Carrey
so anyway.
Letterman doing that.
Snorlax comes out into a hallway. There's a door
it's
straight across
busy
from him.
He kicks open the door.
There's a hall. Another hall. Like the hallway leads down into here.
Getting care.
hallway leads down into there.
Snorlax, you should kick that door open then.
Which door? Where is
the door right in front of you.
I kick the door open.
Boom!
And give me a strength check. 12. That works. 12 plus my 16.
You kick it in, all hard like, and it splinters into a thousand pieces.
I run in.
I wish we had video.
I'm behind him.
Alright, well, let me see first. Is anything in?
I don't go in, but I'm behind him.
Perception check. Is it even light up in this bitch? 17.
Alright. I'm serious, Pathfinder now.
This elegant room resembles a fine dining room on the material plane. Spread with a feast fit for a great lord, a stairway in the room's northwest corner leads up to
heaven? Is it stairway to heaven? No.
I would like,
uninterested, snore, boring. Back to sleeping.
You should just like take all the food on the table and just like clear it off. Like you've already had.
Why
is
there food on the table?
Why is there food on the table?
You said it's laid
out
for. You said it's laid out for like a feast, right?
Yeah, for a feast. What kind of food is it?
Are there pancakes?
There's just like a big turkey and like.
I sit down at the table. And I start eating.
What's
on
this just the hallway curves again.
Like, I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
And then.
Perception check on the turkey is a poisoning. 19.
What are you doing? I'm sorry.
Is any
of the food poisoned?
What did you say before that?
Did you just put it in your mouth to check?
Yes, he said that he sat down and started eating the turkey. I really want to see what happened.
No, getting ready to eat. I'm putting it on my plate.
Okay.
Getting ready.
As you're chewing the turkey, but there's no flavor.
Ooh.
And, alright, you're into that?
Okay. Well, no flavor.
It's like Subway.
Subway. Okay, no flavor. I like it.
It's a really fresh guy.
You swallow and nothing seems to happen. Nothing was there in the first place.
Wow.
Take a bite out of the table and see if it tastes the same.
Did someone roll a perception check?
He did. He rolled a 19.
You rolled a perception as you kicked the door in?
Yeah.
He did like five things in a minute.
It was really weird.
On this wall.
He's only waiting for a minute. He's going to get all his pies out of
the table. Is like. Right there.
Wow, I was in the exact right spot. Before I even knew the table was there, I was down.
Anyway, this wall right here seems to be leaking like an ooze, like black substance.
Eat it.
Possibly like
eat
blood
it.
From a heart.
What kind of check would I do to see what
where's
that
the stairs
is?
At?
Sorry, the stairs.
Ooze check? Do you have knowledge of ooze?
The stairs were.
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure they're right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't have knowledge ooze.
I throw the turkey down and I walk over to the ooze. Perception on the ooze. Is it... What is it?
I'm taking a bite of turkey and throw it on the ground.
You can just
put
it just
in
looks
right
like a...
Ooze?
It looks like a liquidy version of the stuff that like the walls are made out of, except it's like, it's obviously, it's like streaming.
What is the wall made out of?
You're not sure, it's like a shadow substance.
Proceed
I want
to,
You already did.
One, botched it, I ran into the wall,
I
want to smell it, I go boom, hit it and fall.
I want to take my empty gallon of beer, 3 gallon empty thing of beer, and fill it up with the ooze.
Okay. Well, as you put like your tankard up to the wall, it kind of like chips off a little bit, the wall. It seems like really weak.
The wall does?
Mm-hmm.
Snorlax, kick this wall in.
I kick the wall in.
Give me a strength check.
I kick it as hard as I can.
Oh, that's 19. That's pretty hard.
19
hard.
Plus my strength. I have 19 strength.
Oh, you do.
That's 38. That's 38 strength.
Why are you so
and your modifier. That's 23 strength.
You've lost your mind.
I have 38 strength now.
Well, we got
I am Snorlax. I am awake.
23 strength. Is that enough strength to hit?
Yes.
Okay. Enough strengths.
I've got all the strengths.
What happens?
I haven't even walked in here yet.
I should be next to him since I filled up my...
Could you picture what I just did as you guys are out there? I'm just like, boom, going in, turkey, throw it down.
He drank what the fuck is that?
You
hit your head against the wall.
As you kick in the wall here.
Turkey, no taste, ooh, bad kick!
It opens up to like, it seems to be like a courtyard.
Courtyard?
Yeah. And,
damn.
Dark flagstones pave a twisted reflection of the courtyard in the Tiberos Manor.
So it's outside?
Yeah. I'm looking up, however, there's just like a black void where the sky should be.
I should be next to him because I was filling up my tankard with the zoos.
Okay.
Because I'm interested to see if I can sell it when I get back.
What, the walls
of thick, writhing flesh fill the archways that would normally lead to adjoining rooms. A layer of seeping black ichor covers each wall.
Seeping what?
Seeping black ichor.
What's ichor?
Ichor.
What's that?
Where one would expect, it's like that, it's just like gross, like ooze slime.
Yeah.
Where one would expect to see only a black void exists where one would expect to see the sky. What appears to be an enormous quivering black plant is growing in the central pool.
I think that's the heart.
Black tendrils are everywhere, pushing
the
remainder.
I don't even know what's going on. I just hear a bunch of people screaming.
And running through it like the veins of the rest of the house.
I go, Omo, we need you! And Sarah's, I guess, too. And then I go in.
I move out of that, I move out of that room, and then where is the little plant? Like, how far is it from me?
Wait till we get...
give me some perceiving. I perceive.
Okay, good.
What do I got?
It's just this massive...
Hold on.
I will show you what it looks like.
Hold on.
That is what it looks like.
Yeah, why don't you just run out of
a human?
Hold on. Where's my perception? Oh, man.
Yeah, it looks like a...
Wait, that looks like Randy. Hold on.
Yeah,
check that out.
Randy.
Check that out right there. Oh, that's so Raven.
I need something.
So Raven.
I think
huge.
You guys are throwing back there.
Huge?
I don't know.
Huge.
I mean, not huge, but like, I guess like a guard.
Oh, yeah, it'll work. No, she.
Yeah, that's perfect.
She wouldn't make eye contact with me.
Sounds
not
good.
That I wanted her to.
I'm gonna before.
Whoa! What?
I'm gonna attempt to stealth before I come in there. Just give my battle.
All right. Yeah, you're not stealthy.
20.
You think you're stealthy, but I can assure you you're not stealthy.
Oh my gosh, that's heavy.
This is the house.
I scream.
For ice cream?
No. I go, Snorlax, what the fuck are you doing? But I fly in there to help him.
Well, I'm not stealthy, so I'm just coming into it.
This is my job to act like this!
Yeah.
Is that thing
going
on? Is that thing moving?
It's writhing. It's like moving its tentacles around.
It's actually kind of heavy.
Was it made out of lead?
It ain't heavy.
Yeah,
it's my brother.
So everybody who's touched it. Everybody's touched it has gotten lead poisoning. Lead poisoning. Instantly.
Fingers. I don't think.
Lockjaw.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, just. Well, bullets are made of lead.
Break it because it's
doesn't mean I'm sick because I touched
it.
Not
water. Mercury.
Don't let
or
David
SARS.
Touch it,
what about
the
Freddy?
Only one who's managed to break it so far.
It just fell off. The arm just fell off.
Okay.
Guys, this is the boss battle. I think David made his rest.
See? I can smite the shit out of this thing now.
We will not be screwed now.
Look at this. We just have like an open battlefield.
You know what?
Oh my God.
Love is a battlefield.
You guys are ridiculous.
Why does love gotta be like a battlefield?
What? You sang the complete... I haven't even heard of that. Did you just make up a song?
Did you just not even listen to any newer music?
I listen to newer music, but not on the radio.
Nothing after 1989.
Where do you hear it?
That's not true. The last... I just bought an album that came out Tuesday.
American Rejects.
They're called The Clogs.
The Trogs?
Clogs.
The Trogs are better.
No.
Like,
the Clog Trogs are better.
So what was it like being the only person who bought an album?
Alright, so...
Well, I bought it on iTunes. I didn't go to the store.
A little bit, though.
Who wants to roll for initiative?
I
know
do.
You guys
do. I
do.
We need to be better.
You're rolling for initiative.
I got 9. Ugh.
It's going to be forever.
I got a 6.
I got
a brand new pair of roller skates.
That's an old song.
Yeah, I know.
Melon,
song.
Did your dad play on that?
Huh? Zero's
dad play on that?
Why do you guys bring that up?
Because it's crazy.
He really did.
I know
he
does. I think that's cool.
I think so too. That's why I mentioned
18.
It.
18. That's why I bring it up. I think it's cool. My dad never played on anything. Well, except for the Beatles' final album, Let It Be. But
Snorlax?
When did you roll for initiative?
Roll the 2.
9.
All right. Oila, you're up first.
Say no.
Hide behind me.
What does this room look like? It's full of flesh. So
it's like courtyard.
There.
Yeah, the walls.
Can I do detect evil as a?
It's a free action.
Is it free? Okay.
You know.
Okay, I want to smite it.
Okay.
Oh,
how does this work?
It's like the walls are covered in
like
the like flesh.
Yes.
It's like writhing.
It
sort of.
Is an extra damage. Show it looks like the inverse buff.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Okay, I'm smiting it and charging it.
Watch out, your head will come out of it.
How are you even going to get there?
I'm charging.
What? How many spaces do you get to move in?
Well, if I'm
feet?
Flying, I can move 60 feet.
So you're going to attack the heart?
Without the glass?
That's as big as a hand I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
Listen to your heart. When it's calling on you,
don't bet it up,
don't
you?
Don't know when you're
going to
you.
You got a heart to heart.
I'm going to use my silver longsword.
Cut some of the strings that it's connected to
the
glass
that someone has.
Oh, it's connected just by strings?
Listen to your
Wait,
what
did you say?
The glass that somebody has in their possession may or may not be that, and we want to.
That's what
it.
I said, Omo. Give me the shard.
You said,
you said that.
You said you were going to charge it.
No, but before that, I whispered. I said, Omo, give me
the shard. Because you had that magic.
You whispered to someone who.
I guarantee it will be on here.
I got that spell last level.
Yes. You can also grant it.
Omo, can I have the shard, please?
Who?
The shard.
I think you sharded.
It's a standard action. I'll have to give it to you on this turn. I mean, you could probably take it from him, but you'd have to take it from him.
Go kick his glass.
Give me the fucking shard.
Well, you should give it to. You should give it to Snorlax. I'll delay my turn because I'm not really sure.
Yeah, give it to me.
Okay.
Can I do like a defensive pose that'll give me a bonus to AC?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be defensive.
Okay.
What kind of range?
As called.
What kind of range I got on this crossbow?
It's not called that because that doesn't sound right.
What? We had a shard of glass.
What's it allow?
I know. I'm gonna shoot his heart because I'm gonna put the. Oh my god! It's like you aren't even paying attention. I'm gonna take the shard of glass and put it on the end of my crossbow bolt.
That's a terrible idea.
You're a terrible idea.
What if you miss and
I'll
it cracks against the wall back here and shatters into a thousand different pieces?
I'll stab you in the heart.
What are we gonna do? Go up and rub it in his eyes after that?
I should have just been like, Oma, hold the shard out, and then
glass.
I threw you at him.
Well,
okay, the heart just
let her
the
make
heart
sure
just sort of sits there and rides some more. It like lashes the tentacles out, but it can't at this moment. It doesn't seem to be attacking you.
I don't give a shit. I'm gonna attack him.
So
wait till you get
the shard.
Anyway, now we go to Snorlax.
Give me the shard. I take the shard from Oma. Oila.
I don't have it.
Oma.
Yeah, I was gonna say who?
Who had it?
All right, we'll see CMB.
You're not gonna give it to him?
20.
He like puts me over down. Hey, we're trying to take it from me. Okay, you got it.
I
want to be the hero.
I turn you upside down and shake the shit out of you until it falls out.
Then
he
takes
like,
give me the shard.
Lunch money.
That's the second time that's happened to you.
First you got a swirly and then go to your gate.
I just wanted to attack something.
All right, fine. You know, take his glory.
Stop bringing stuff that doesn't have legs.
I pick up Oila right,
so
when he still has the shard and throw him at the heart.
Not me.
That's what I should have done.
You got the shard from
anyway,
me.
So yeah, I'm gonna run up. Should I just run up to him?
Well,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'll run up to him. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, right.
Seven.
Get right in there. Mm.
Maybe
should
you should
I,
just
no.
go halfway.
Yeah, we'll go halfway.
This isn't like chess. You just says you
go
like don't let go doesn't mean. Okay.
Actually, in chess,
yes, it does.
Those aren't the rules in official chess either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what, you just
if you touch it,
tell
you
us.
Have to move it.
Tell us. Tell us about the chess.
He just did.
No.
Thanks.
We don't want to listen to that.
Whose turn is it?
Well, the most popular opening moves, depending on your level.
You know what? Speaking of chess, we should
it
get those little dingers and make sure that
I have one in my car.
Go get it right now, and we're playing Zero Speed Pathfinder.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Are.
The only thing I can do is.
We are.
Come up, we are. Right here next to him. Charging into battle.
I have a feeling you're going to start singing this song.
We are, we are.
See, I know current hits like POD.
I get that. That's irony.
Payable on delivery. Am I right?
All right, and then it's
I get
it.
That's
to,
a joke. I get
almost. Jokes.
Sorry.
That's the name. That's what POD stands for.
I comb my hair back because it's a little rough. Yeah, let's get it.
Nobody ever
out.
Lets me have
I'll
this
have
shard.
It's a minor
almost
action.
Gonna,
okay,
thank
you.
Almost
like
going
to
win this heart over. Hey, good looking.
I will give you a hint and tell you that this thing cannot be tripped.
Really? Can I disarm it?
Which one?
Any of them?
Does it have a mouth?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like
it.
Like, kind
does
of
it look like something...
Can we see it?
That's what it looks like.
Does it seem like something halfling size? Would...
No. If you can notice that that's a human...
That's his head.
No. I'm
that's how tall it is.
I'm just saying, if maybe you threw a halfling down its
there's
throat,
the
it
church,
might choke.
There's the steeple. Open it up and see all the people. Would you fucking go?
It's not my turn.
I'm talking to anybody who's turned to this.
Anyway, did you want to do anything else besides ruffle your hair? Or comb it back with your fingers? Your tiny little childlike fingers?
Do you have a song of stabbing jar glass?
Song that never ends? Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
How long?
Right. I like it.
I'm going to start singing my
ass off.
Ass off. My little bitty ass off. I'll start singing my one that gives everybody a plus to hit.
Could you imagine, like, I grab his shard from him, and I'm about ready to go and stab this guy in the heart, all cool-like.
Nope.
And he's like, this is a song! And he just starts singing, like, God, that irritating little fucker. Sitting here trying to kill this guy with a shard.
Alright, you know
when
you do that? I point the command wand at Snorlax and say Hungamonga.
Uh-oh.
I'm actually doing this.
What is Hungamonga?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I don't like this. What is Hungamonga?
Make will save.
Oh. Is this good?
Yeah, roll your d20.
It's good for the rest of us.
Ooh, that sucks.
That's a 5. That's the opposite. All right,
you
fail.
What do you want to do?
Fall on the ground.
Aww.
Then drop your dagger and push it over to Xerox.
My dagger?
The one
or
that
the
you just took from me.
Oh, I pushed it.
You threw it.
I threw it. Mm-hmm. I slid it.
That's a courtyard. You want
all right.
I slid it.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, now it goes back to Oila.
Holy shit. I feel like I might need to overstrain Omo.
What would you like to do?
If I try to take the wand from Omo, what would that...
I don't have the wand in my hand.
Yeah, I slid it over to Syros.
No, the wand that you just used to control him.
Why, you don't like that?
No. What would that be?
If you were the one to do that, I guess that would be another CMB.
I can't hurt him. I can't hurt that guy.
You don't know you haven't tried yet.
Yeah, you guys don't know what's going to happen exactly when you attack him.
Are you going to stop tripping up people that are trying to help us kill this guy?
At what point was Cameron trying to help us?
Really?
A guy that physically abused me?
What?
He held me down and raped me.
Why didn't you just give it to him? What were you going to do with it?
I don't know. I was going to give it to you, actually, since you're the one that asked for it first.
Then why didn't you?
Because it wasn't my turn. Because
now I have it.
Yeah, I guess he did do that. Well, I'll go over and pick up Cameron as my action.
Okay. Pick me up or help me get up?
Help you get
up.
Well, whatever.
Just pick me up.
Cameron would actually try to fortunately keep himself on the ground.
That's true. He's under command.
Oh.
I forgot about
that. Pick me up and fly me at the guy, and I'm going to do like an aerial assault right into his heart. Like, phew.
The whole thing's
with the dagger.
Well, I guess I'll equip my silver sword and fly at it and swing at it.
Does charge increase ten spaces?
If I'm flying, I can move farther.
That's true.
Flying is
60 feet.
It's 60 feet.
I know your character better than you do.
I just said it 5 minutes ago.
You need to pay attention more.
Well, that's 5 spaces, right? Okay.
And that's 18.
That is a miss.
Ooh. This guy's a tough one.
The Shay in the other room was like 18. And
he's
19. 19, yeah.
I think we might want to run away.
Anyway, we go to the heart. He is going to bite.
I was just joking.
Bite the shit out of David.
He counts David. Now David has to fight from the inside.
Now, Mike's going to try and stab this thing with it.
Yeah, get like, behind him!
Throw assume a 17 hits you?
Yeah.
Stab it.
I thought you had 17 hit points. Like, fuck you. See you later.
What kind of attack bonus would this
be? Alright, and then also you need to give me a reflex save.
What's it against? Just because I'm immune to a bunch of stuff.
The reflex?
Well, what are you immune to?
Disease? All disease?
All that's fortitude
stuff. Yeah, reflex is like he's trying to...
I'm going to try to grab you and throw you into the mud.
That is a 12.
Anyway, 6 damage.
Eesh.
And
that's it.
Shoot, we can get this guy.
Yeah, he's not done yet.
You are paralyzed for...
How high up in the air was he?
I would assume like 5 feet.
No, you should fly higher.
Paralyzed for 4 rounds.
What causes paralyzed?
This is getting...
getting smacked by that guy.
His bite.
Clearly.
Alright,
Why are you laughing? You just got commanded to lie prone on the ground.
I'm not paralyzed.
You basically are.
All right, so now we go to our
new
Snorlax.
It's my turn?
Yeah, the command, I guess, lasts only one round. Everyone.
No.
It doesn't?
Nope, it lasts as long as I concentrate.
Oh, okay.
I...
Did I use up charges?
I hold
nope,
my
just
position.
The one. That's how much command does. I
okay.
Look it up.
I hold my position. Or as
I
or
think you can make another will save, though.
I don't know what I
oh,
want.
Oh, that's
to
true.
Do.
You do get a will save out of it.
Good will.
You should let him out.
What
we
is
need
that?
That. We need all
nine?
The help.
That is a 9. Plus my... What?
Will save.
If you're concentrating the whole
11.
Time on him, can you do anything?
11.
Well, then maybe you should not do this anymore so that it's just... Well, right now it's only zeros because I'm paralyzed for 5 rounds.
4.
4.
Definitely working more against this than 4.
That's yeah.
It. Although I was not against
I it. Got 11. So, does that mean anything? Probably not. That seems kind of low.
I think he's looking it up.
Yeah, I don't have it on my phone. I don't have it saved.
I'm just going to go ahead and...
I didn't expect him to use it on
stream.
But that's what you get when you roleplay, so...
New command?
Yep, that's a spell.
No, it's dominate person. That's a completely different...
Oh, it's a command wand. That's what the wand's called, sorry.
What?
It was called a wand of command.
Oh.
Is the name of the wand.
Oh, that command... Dominate completely different though.
Well, the wand. Let me
I thought you said
look it up. I don't want to pause it. The wand is a wand of command.
I thought you said
or maybe
command.
I have a
I
command spell. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
stuck
weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is a wand of dominate person. I apologize.
So, what's the difference between dominate person and command?
Command,
command is just
all you want.
Yeah, command.
Can you do
is,
this?
Command is like a really heavy suggestion that.
So what's dominate person?
Dominate person is you have to do what I say.
Oh,
dominatrix.
Yeah,
he wants you to throw yourself into its mouth and choke it.
I was really
from the inside.
I was really, really thinking about saying that. This
I'll choke him from the inside.
I'll choke from the inside.
That'd be the first time.
All right, I release my command over them. Just because
is it still my turn? No, that was after my turn. So, because it was his
turn. Well, actually, since it's my, my turn, which turn is it?
Well, can you, didn't you release
it was,
me?
It was Snorlax's turn.
Can you release me during my turn?
Well, and you're next. So.
Yeah, so
I,
then,
I don't remember if it was like a...
What kind of action it was?
Yeah, if you could just, like, dispel it.
Can you control anyone with that, or just teammates?
Well, they gotta make, if they fail to save, yeah.
Oh, well, what
ideally, you're not supposed to do it against teammates.
Oh, well, what if you try it on this heart guy?
Oh, if you don't spend at least one round concentrating on spells each day.
Oh, I did that.
So I can do stuff. That's fun.
What about to this heart guy, though? Why don't you control him and then.
Yeah, make him kill himself.
Yeah.
Is that a person?
Oh.
I'm trying
well,
to
I'm
see,
a half
I'm trying
not
see
not
if
a
he can just say like that.
He's definitely not a humanoid. I mean, just to save time, and since it's
oh, yeah, I think I can just...
I'll just make a free action. That's
yeah,
fine.
I'll just say. So you can still do
you
stuff.
You should make
so
him apologize first.
Actually, I'll say, stand up. Wipe the dust off of you.
Wipe the dust off of you.
Get your hammer out. And then go smash that big plant now, like you're supposed to. And then I release it.
Say, thank you, Mr. Olmo. Thank you, Mr. Ramblehart.
And don't shake me like that again. I have whiplash.
Don't shake me.
Might. Go ahead and give me an attack roll if you're gonna attack.
I'm not gonna. I'm gonna concentrate. What is that? 21.
Yeah, that's 21.
19. That hit? That's higher than 18, and he missed.
Wait, you said you weren't gonna attack?
No, I was joking.
Oh.
Of course I'm gonna attack. What else do I do?
No, that's a miss.
19 is a miss.
Oh, is it 19? That's it. Did I say 18?
19.
I feel like you just increased it by one.
That counts as an 8. Would you move? No, it's never mind. Oh, 9. He's probably dead now.
You hit it, and it seems like it does damage.
And as a free action, can he shake me? Make me okay?
Cold person doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
shake you. You're paralyzed. You aren't mesmerized.
They have the
you're basically suffix.
You're basically this pro.
Not the
there.
Same thing.
There's nothing you can do to
remove paralysis.
Paralysis?
Do I have a... I'm a fighter. Do I have a spell that's to...
You don't have any spells.
Oh.
Don't be a dick.
What are these even...
Olmo.
I was trying to do something
a little earlier. Well, now that he would not make fun of my songs, I was about ready to sing.
And shaking you like a baby.
Yeah.
Like a baby? Who shakes babies?
Like a baby.
Shakes for the very first time.
I think shakes the word you're
looking for. Nah, it's a brooch, dog. It's a brooch, bro. I'm going to start a band.
Yeah,
you
call it brooch.
Papa Brooch.
God. That is so sad.
Cut my brooch into pieces! Magic missiles do nothing to me! Suffocation.
I'm thinking. Hold on.
That's all silence. That's all. Alright, well. So let's see. Starting a bardic performance.
Whose turn is it, by the
way? Mine.
It's on. I thought we were waiting for this.
Nope. Oh, if I want to summon Slither.
And also just note, Cirrus was supposed to go next, but we'll just keep going. And then we'll just fix it next
skip
turn.
Him, yeah.
Well, Cirrus can go now.
No, we'll just keep going and skip him.
I just noticed I was wrong. I had an issue.
That's not so bad.
I just want to text.
No, I don't want
to
text.
I don't want to. You think I want to do this? I got dominated to do it.
I'm going
He's
to,
into that, though.
Mary
oh,
Leah.
You know.
Mary
he said
Leah,
that's
come
true.
On.
We're brothers. We know brothers. You like to be dominated, Tyler?
I'm going
to
cast Summon Monster 1.
Okay.
Depends on what the pre discussed.
Snore. Boring.
What the safety word is?
What's the safety word?
Role playing word.
Poodle. What's
different every time?
What's you and
up?
Leah's safe word? Me and
Ouch,
Randy's on butternut squash.
Ouch, that hurt you, bitch. too deep. Please, Leah, take it out.
Are we dead yet?
Nope.
Hell, we're waiting.
Oh, Shivers.
Shivers is here. He died.
Why are you waiting for me? I can't do anything.
We weren't waiting.
I didn't miss anything. 17 of them.
You
know,
think you're so important.
Them.
We weren't waiting
yeah,
for you.
Blanking. That does hit on.
So he hits. Go, Shivers, go!
Shivers! It's Slivers.
You say there was flanking on this game?
Yep.
Oh my god, that changed my whole... 1 point damage. That's 1d2 minus 2, so it's 1 point damage. And he has to make a...
What's the DC on that?
Of what?
Your save. Or the poison?
The poison, it's a 9.
It's a 9. And it's a fortitude card?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't need to roll. It won't affect him.
It's holy poison.
Holy poison?
Holy poison!
Well, I should have smited the guy last night.
I was trying to think of a poison song.
I was trying to see if maybe my skull would let you in here.
Talk dirty to me. Not
like their most obscure song.
Every rose
has its thorn. There we go.
Talk dirty to me? No, that was one of the big hits.
So does David get a save every round for a
yep.
whole person?
Yep.
That was my turn.
For paralyzed?
Yes. Yeah,
what am I going for?
Yeah.
It's reflex?
Well, then shouldn't Cyril's
turn.
Cyril's turn right now?
Yep.
Okay, so.
Good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Whoops.
That's probably a 20, right?
Is that?
Is it 12?
21.
I'm
you have the,
now. If I wanted to use the dagger,
Star Glass, since it's For this fight, it basically turns into a Bane weapon, so it's not an improvised weapon, so you're not going to have any
Bane weapon.
To the attack.
Okay, but what is the damage?
Bonus damage to it.
Yeah, 2d6. Yeah, it's a lot.
Come on, for God's sake, just fucking hit this for once. So what do I add
attack normally? You're attacking like you normally would. Except
my normal attack bonus.
If you actually hit, you get 2d6.
With my BAB, my basic attack bonus.
Base attack plus your strength.
Yep.
What's my strength?
So it's like a 4 at least.
It'll be a 4.
Alright, for God's sakes. Fucking Christ, dude. I hate this game. God.
Oh, come on. You don't mean that.
I think I've hit once.
Cheer up, Buttercup.
Twice, maybe.
Cheer
once
up,
Buttercup. 9.
That's a miss.
All right, he's flanking.
I get to try to save out of it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's 11.
What do I need to get?
Does that change it?
What do I need?
So, is that a will? Is that
it's
a will?
I know. No,
no,
I'm saying, what do I need? I'm curious what I need to get.
You need enough. And he'll let you know if it's enough.
What do you say?
Huh? 2d6.
12?
12?
No,
that's close.
Would have been
46.
I would have had
17.
That's a
lot of damage. Oh, yeah, you
would have. What a lot of damage.
What
a lot of damage.
Alright, so who next?
Goes to the heart.
Oh!
It's going to attack.
Because he...
Snorlax?
Of course. Of course it is. It missed?
That is a hit. It's a 23.
You didn't even have AC was. You didn't ask what my AC was.
What's your AC? 17.
You 23.1.
Oh.
I got an extra copy.
So close.
When we were in that wax museum, I put a layer of wax on. All right,
give me a reflex save, please.
No.
Yep.
I remember he just increased it to 2.
It's 4 points of damage.
I wish we had those children hospitals right
save.
Now.
Wait, reflex.
You have a plus 2.
Oh, yeah.
So just...
I didn't know if it was reflex or 2. 19!
Oh,
21.
Shit, 21.
Save out of it. Oh, hit
the shit hard. He sounded like an oil baron. He just struck oil or something.
Oh my god.
Why has no one sang a heart song yet? I'm rather disappointed.
What about love?
Why don't you do it?
Don't you want some? Because
I've been trying to think of one that's appropriate.
You?
All
right,
and all I can think of is Barracuda, and that doesn't make any sense.
It is Snorlax.
No, that song is not good.
Your turn. Yeah, that's hard.
I know it is, but I don't like that song.
I hit him with a hammer.
I'm thinking like...
That's a
miss. No, it didn't.
All
right.
I don't
15?
Know the rest of that song.
Yeah. All right, Olmo, 17 after
4.
Zeros, excuse me.
Thank you.
For God's sake.
You
want to
wait
till
after me?
What?
What about love?
You
want
to wait till after me?
I think so.
Love?
Yeah.
I will delay my turn.
Okay.
Almost says he's gonna sing an awesome song about heart attacks.
Heart attack, attack.
Till after him.
This is a heart attack song for my friend.
And
makes them hit stuff better than I can, so they get plus one to hit and plus one to damage. That's what heart attack means.
If you make fun of this song, I'll make you do things.
Chuck, chuck, chuck.
For 2 more times.
All right.
That's Snorlax. Laying on the floor.
Can I roll
up in the ground?
The best one.
No.
He likes it when it vibrates?
All right. Here we
don't
go.
Roll.
Okay. Plus 2, plus 4, plus 1. So
just make, let's see you
plus
hit.
Just roll. Just see, let's see if you get over 1.
Hey.
What?
That's a hit.
Hey, is that a chance of crit with a shard of glass?
Bang!
Okay, so because I'm fighting, I get 2d6, and the glass itself is
2d6. Yes, you get 4d6. Plus your,
46?
Yep.
That's
46,
a lot!
46
damage.
We gotta go to the store first to buy them, and then come back.
Up for all sixes.
Well, guys, what if we just use 146 times?
All 2s!
Oh, shit! Okay, we got 16, 18 points of damage, and then plus, what, 2 for my basic attack bonus?
Your strength.
Your
strength.
Oh, my
strength mod.
Which is, 20?
20 total?
16, 18 total.
What kind of noise does he make
no,
as he 20 hits
total.
Him?
20 total. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
20 total.
He's an outsider, which I shouldn't tell you. At least I don't have to tell you. But I don't have no idea what he'd sound like. Yeah.
Ew, stop it, Zero.
You wouldn't like. You would assume it's pain, but you would have no idea.
Well, it's an out. Well, I don't know if it's
so. What it's like,
if,
Pony Boy?
If it's like an aberration,
okay.
It would make weird noises.
Yeah,
because it'd be like Cthulhu-like.
Well, I guess
it could make like ecstasy. Like,
whenever
when you stab it, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
right in the kuklar.
Is that part of Cthulhu?
Oh wait, plus the 1 point of damage. That's 21 points.
I thought that was
the
plus one to hit.
It's hit and damage.
Hit and damage.
Ooh, so now he's dead.
Nope, and good against charms and fear saves.
But I will help. I will. Tell
I can't
you,
be
I will be helpful and tell you that he can't regenerate any of the damage that has already been done to him now. So
that's good.
Can other people do that?
No,
he
probably would have to
glass.
Within like an hour, any damage you guys have done to him would have regenerated.
All right, guys, let's take a break for an hour. We'll come back.
I think you're taking a break wherever you're laying.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Cirrus. Now, and Olmo already went, and you delayed a turn, so back to the top with Oyla.
Yeah!
That is a 23!
I'll never use a wand on you.
To not be paralyzed anymore.
I thought you shaved. Oh, okay, yeah, you saved.
Unless
okay.
You pissed me off.
Can I move?
Clap to my song.
Yeah.
Or can I attack? Can
yes. I... Yep, you saved out of it.
Okay. I stand up and go, hey, jerk. And then I smite him.
Okay.
How does smite
guess
work?
Guess who's woken up? Sorry, heart.
Do your paladin homework.
Well, how does smite work, Eric?
That's my... Oh, what the fuck?
It's like your charisma bonus.
I have a... It says plus 3 attack bonus, plus 1 to damage, divided by 1. That makes no sense.
I don't think it's divided by 1. I think it's per level, probably.
Well, I'm just going
to read it for you. Once per day, a paladin can call out to the powers of good aider and blah, blah, blah. As a swift action, the paladin chooses one target within sight of smite. Targeted the evil paladin adds her charisma bonus if any to her attack rolls and adds her paladin level to all damage rolls baiting at the target of her smite.
Are you attacking me again?
If the target of the smite is an evil outsider with the evil subtype...
It is.
Which I'll stop reading.
Yeah, it is.
The bonus to damage on the first successful attack increases to 2 points of damage per level of the paladin possesses.
So I roll and you tell me what that means?
Regardless of the target, smite evil attacks automatically bypass an EDR the creature might
possess. So it's an evil outsider, I get a plus 2 to hit or to...
You get plus 2 per level damage, so you'll get plus 6 to your damage, plus your regular plus the damage, and to hit you'll have... your charisma bonus added to your to hit.
Okay.
So yeah, make sure you still roll high.
That is a 21.
That's a hit.
So I get a plus 6 to my damage?
Yes.
Plus my 1 from my song.
Okay, so plus 7. Where's my...
Heart attack,
you ought to know by now. That's a 9. Wait, no, 9, 10, 11, 12.
So this creature is smited. While in effect, the paladin gains a deflection bonus equal to her charisma modifier to an attack, so your AC goes up to whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to need it.
Well,
didn't like that. So. Oh my god, and it misses.
That's right.
Alright, and he... And that smite is on him for... Until he's dead.
12.
Okay.
Oh, I had a 10 to a 2.
Alright, so...
Mighty fun.
Snorlax.
What does an outsider
mean?
Huh?
What's an outsider?
He's not from our plane.
But aren't we on his plane right now?
21. Yeah, that's a hit.
So aren't we outsiders?
Anyway,
I know.
Right. 12.
Can I tell him to stay gold, and he dies in a church?
What?
Those book outsiders.
How much damage do you do,
sir?
8 plus 12. He's hurt.
Heart attack!
Alright, Cirrus.
What?
Bane him.
Is the plus still on there from your song?
As I keep saying.
Yeah, he's like a tarm bard. He's just like rocking back.
13 plus 1 is 14, plus 4 is 18.
It's a miss.
Barely miss. Alright. Olmo. Do you want to keep singing?
Heart attack solo! Ooh.
Alright, back to Oyla then. Are you playing a harp or a flute?
Do I still get the plus to hit?
For what?
Because he smite it?
Yep. You just don't get that plus, the damage plus.
Well, that'll hit anyway. It's a 24.
Yep.
So But it's okay.
Let me look at it again here, because it's a 10 first round.
It's a 13.
Dang.
So your damage
is dying.
And then plus your 1, is your plus 1 to damage too?
Yep.
So that's 14.
So your damage will not be the same.
Yeah, I haven't added it in yet.
So your damage, it'll just be the regular plus 1. So it's extra 3.
Okay, so 15.
Dang. That's why you have Hallies in your group.
Yeah, that's
it
super
is
handy.
Not looking good. As you guys continue to fight on, the foundations of like the ground and like the walls seem to start to like almost like appear as if they're melting and like just sort of like disassembling.
Oh, what a world! What a world! That doesn't exist anymore.
Alright, lash out at the damn.
Oh, I didn't get to attack with the viper.
Oh, that's right.
Is it all crooked?
It's over 20.
Extreme rolling.
Okay, so.
So,
2 points of damage and poison.
Oh, it's still on Panorama.
Just to keep doing the same one of him over and over again.
No, the poison doesn't work.
2 points of damage. Go, Slithers!
The damage is on there. So, now we go to the heart.
That's
again. And attack the date. Which I... Yeah, I'll just roll.
17, David.
Yep. Well, I get
a little... You get... bonuses to AC.
Oh, my charisma.
Yeah.
That'll make it a 17, so.
Okay.
Cameron, put your head right real close.
4 points of damage, and give me a 4 or a reflex save, please.
That's an 11.
You are paralyzed.
Again.
2 rounds.
Okay.
4 points of damage?
Better. Yep.
My turn?
Yep. Nice catch. Thanks.
18, that's a miss.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Did you add in my bonus? Thing?
Oh, what's your bonus?
Jen,
plus
like,
one.
Planking. Oh, shit, I didn't
that's
have
a
planking earlier.
That is
that's
our hit.
I forgot about planking. I had that in there. Would have
yeah.
Earlier.
9.
Plus the bonus.
Plus the bonus.
10.
Its tentacles sort of drop to its sides, or whatever you want to consider its sides, and then it just hit the ground with a long thud, and it's sort of, like, sort of just seems to, like, shrink almost as it, like, fades out of existence.
I killed it. Stab it again. I killed it. Right?
Stab it with the heart, Seiros.
It appears it's dead.
I killed it.
Seiros, stab it with the heart.
The
shard.
Well, he said it disappeared out of existence.
We can't loot it?
Well, if we killed this thing, then we should be, like, vomited out of this mirror.
Give me 2 seconds to figure out what's going on.
Hold on a second. I'm going to help.
That is hard, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, you guys have essentially, I mean, I won't tell you how much, you have a time period to escape.
We need to back to the mirror.
Whoa, is it like Predator? It's going to explode?
Yeah, and it's exploratory mode, so it's not necessarily, you guys don't just get to like warp to it. So, yeah, you guys have to get back to the mirror.
Am I still paralyzed?
No. He's dead. You're fine.
Okay.
Start running. Man, wasn't there a room we didn't explore?
Can we start running?
Doesn't matter now.
Doesn't matter now. You gotta go.
I think we need to run.
You wanna be,
So it's kinda like the,
ejected from it like a rocket or something.
Alright, let's, I don't remember how to get there. Let's run back down the stairs.
Go. That was the entrance.
Yep. Go. Go!
We're going!
Double right. Speed.
Flip it.
Hold on, I want to stop.
The right man.
Shit, oh my god, this isn't counting against us, was it?
No.
Yeah, Dustin just sits there really slowly.
Dun, dun,
dun. All right.
This is like a maze.
Counts against you.
And then we were down there.
Yes, you probably were. No effect, you guys got lucky there.
Right here.
This is where we came out from.
Is there, like, stuff falling down, like Indiana Jones style?
Go!
Epic,
but
still,
oh,
no
idea.
Is there...
Alright, I'm guessing
you
guys are just going
at,
like...
Wait, can I want to run in and tell the kids to follow us.
Good call.
Okay.
Kids, come on! Fuck those kids, let's go!
Come on, guys,
okay.
We're getting out of here! Come on, this place is going down!
You entered the room?
This room.
No, that room where the kids are.
You entered the room, though?
Yeah.
Okay, you cannot see anything in this room.
I yell real quick. Is anyone in here?
The kids cannot see anything either. It's
are
completely
they,
black.
But are they there? Are you want to yell out to them?
Yeah, they're screaming to you, yelling to you.
Okay, I say, follow, come to my voice. We need to get out of here. You're going to die.
Okay.
You're such a good guy.
Yeah, we're probably
while
well,
he's
guy,
doing that,
right.
Is there another room I could run
oh
into
God,
in there?
Two, three, one.
Yeah. Here,
okay,
Soren
is able to make it to you.
Where's
the other kids, however, are like fumbling around. They can't not. They cannot seem tripping over the furniture. They can't seem to reach you. And you guys are now down to a little bit more. I mean, some time has passed, but I'll leave it with that. Actually,
oh my God, some time has passed. Imagine that.
And it's. I'll just tell you now. It's Shadow Plane. You can't illuminate anything.
Okay. I'm going to try one more time to yell for the kids, and if they don't come, I'm going to just take Soren that's with me and then leave them.
Okay.
And say I'm sorry.
Maynard makes it, and so does, whatever that other dumb bitch's name is.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's all the kids.
Okay,
right,
so,
so
I join back with the party and leave.
Join back with the party, alright.
You sound awesome. Wait, wait to the mirror.
Got
yes.
Yes. Yes, lead through double.
I tell the kids to go on my back, and I'm flying them around.
I think you redrew that.
Here, 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 here. It calls out here and goes over to here.
Okay, yeah, yeah, you're right. All right. So
we're on single file. Can't do that.
Are we holding hands?
Yeah.
We are.
I don't know why they always do that movie from the run-in in a group. They always hold hands.
Okay, this, as you guys enter this room, it is also completely pitch black.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I can see in dark, though.
I can see in the
yep,
dark.
Dark vision.
I do not have dark vision.
All right, whoever doesn't have dark vision...
But, yeah,
I,
we're all holding hands. We just said
yeah,
we're all holding,
just,
hands.
Yeah.
We're holding hands.
So
we're I just said we're all holding hands.
So
holding.
You take like half the people, I'll take the other half, and
yeah.
We'll
yeah.
lead them.
Okay.
Everybody just make
so
a
we'll just go a little bit slower here. I'll drop
the time down a bit.
I'm scared.
Shut up, Olo.
I'll leave.
Okay, so...
Don't command me.
Because I can see in the dark.
Tell me I'm not scared.
You're not scared.
Thank you.
I'm not able to have fear.
Okay, so...
Guys, what's it? This?
So now we're in the bottom
thank
part.
I think I may have erased that original
I think
one,
you did.
But
yeah.
It's, I won't hold it against you as I look for here.
Yeah, it's gone. It was on the gray side.
Well, was it on that side? It may have been on that one.
Nope, this is the bar and that first town we were in.
Okay.
There it is, right here!
We made it back to...
Oh, we jumped out of that pit we almost fell down.
Okay, I'm going to draw it. It won't take long, I remember what I said to the...
Well, you don't have to draw the one room. The room where the construct snake things were.
Right. No, I'm not going to hold this against you like that.
Because this will be where the Iron Maiden was.
Mm-hmm. So that was the Iron Maiden, that was the door that was down here, that was the Menace, the Mirror Room, roughly.
Do you think we got extra XP for taking the kids?
I think so.
For once, you actually did your alignment.
I don't know.
Alright, as you guys, okay, you guys enter through here.
Don't be a fight.
Okay, so nothing I really have there.
I think we're getting lucky.
You seem disappointed.
Well, that basically
nothing happens there.
If someone wanted to cast a spell, it would have worked. That's all.
Well, don't cast any spells.
I don't have any.
Well,
I don't have abilities.
Oh my god, it's just black.
Yeah, just black.
Just move forward.
It doesn't matter. You guys got dark vision. You got plenty of time. You made it out roughly about 5 minutes. So
okay, then I want to just hang out in there for 5 minutes and just reflect on the place.
Jump out right. If we were like running real low on speed time, I'm gonna say I'm gonna cast grease along the hallway. We're all sliding to the mirror.
We all cry a little bit as we reminisce, and some really touching music plays.
What about you?
It's a beautiful.
Oh, that's what
I'm...
You see us running in slow motion?
Time of your life.
Yeah, it's pitch black within that that room.
Where's the mirror?
Where's the
mirror? I would assume the mirror's like glowing.
Well, the Baron, he's on the other side. He can tell that like with the mirror, it's like sort of like vibrating. He knows something's up, so he actually puts his hand up against the mirror to make sure that like if someone comes and touches it, they can get out. So,
is it vibrating?
Yes.
I go up and touch it. Crush first.
Right. Yeah, you'd have to jump.
Okay, I
go. Connect his hand with your crotch.
No,
so like
he doesn't. He doesn't.
I go right up to the mirror and I go. I'm looking in the mirror, man in the mirror. I'm
all
right, telling
so
him
guys all
he has to change his ways.
When he starts saying, I'll just push him a little. Go!
Oh, sorry.
All right, and as you guys exit the
I walk
mirror,
up to it and say, who's that pretty girl in the mirror there?
You guys all come kind of like...
It's me, Stepan!
You guys all come kind of piling out of the room. Out of the mirror, I mean.
Thank you for noticing.
And the Baron
what
is just like...
Where?
He's like, oh, thank God.
Wait, come on.
Thank you.
Oh, God, yes. I love that beer portal.
He immediately grabs, he grabs Cyrus by, like the collar, and he's just like, did you kill him? Did you kill him?
Yes.
I grab Stepan, and I put him up against
the
wall.
Where were the drugs going? Where were the
I'm not happy with Stepan.
Taco!
He left stuff.
I like tacos!
I like pancake tacos. You ground up sausage, you put it in the pancake, and you put on maple syrup, and you pretend it's sour cream.
Stefan, I'm not happy. Although Shane there said I'll never make pancakes. What do you think?
No, I'm kind of pissed at Stefan. I accuse him of genocide.
And he's just like, look, I know what happened a millennia ago, but there's nothing I can do about that. I wasn't a member, okay? I repent my sins.
Reparations.
It wasn't a full millennia.
I assume that you found my brothers, or what left of them.
What's reparations. You have to pay reparations to the Fetchlings.
He's like, I can... That's fine.
Okay.
Did you kill... You killed Nikasaur, though.
And his brother.
Yes.
Legasaur.
Tyrannosaur.
Right.
Sabertooth Tiger.
So you only have any problem with Ness?
You killed the Red Ranger,
means.
Then.
Yes, we killed them.
And he's like, who are these children with you?
Oh, one of them's your nephew.
He's like, what?
One of them was the son of your brother that you locked in there. Both of your brothers are dead. I'm sure you don't care.
He's like, he was like, and he's sort of like staring at.
Your brother was a woman. He was pregnant when you put
and he's
him
just like, well, yeah. He's like, sort of like flabbergasted. It's like, oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
he's just very like.
He says, oh, okay. I'm super flabbergasted.
And I say,
well,
I
give
say,
me a knowledge nobility check.
I'll help.
That's a.
It's a very small DC.
I'll give him a +2 whatever he gets.
I'll help.
Well, I have a 16. So 18.
19.
Well, in the back of your mind, you realize that his older brother's son would be then one, like, the rightful heir to Carpad before his son.
Oh, math and whatnot.
Yeah.
What?
So I...
Like, you realize that with you saving Soren, he is his older brother's son. Whose wife was thrown in there with him and gave birth to him while he was in there. He had a relationship with Ashay. It was a portion of the story you guys didn't get to.
Okay.
Anyway, but now with your role knowing that his older brother's son, his nephew, is alive, he is more legitimate to the throne than his own son.
And I say that to Stepan.
So yeah, he's like calculating. Like,
so he was born inside that place?
Yes.
How do you age? I thought you didn't age.
Yeah, I was going to say,
that's
true. How did he age?
Why wouldn't
he'd
be a baby
forever? He'd be a baby,
oh,
be a baby walking around.
He's half Shay.
He'd look like Chucky.
Where's the math at?
He'd be running around like
no,
a little baby.
I mean,
he'd be a fetus.
That's right, he'd be a fetus. Yeah, he'd be a fetus.
Oh, it's not that kind of half Shay. He's not like part shadow.
Or no, they don't age. If she would have gone in pregnant,
like
she
a really
never...
Like a really genie.
Then would have stopped aging. Like, she would have just been pregnant for 900 years. Man, that's...
He's got a point.
She'd be pregnant for 900 years.
How did the baby...
Right, no, okay, there's nothing to do with birthing. Like, you don't age, but like, you don't age in for the aspect of torture. Like, you still grow old, but you won't die from old age.
So all
but
the
he was,
people should
he
be
was
super
Shay.
Old. So
okay.
Those kids should be 900 years old.
No,
the kids
he
weren't
was...
there for that time. The one, two were, but those were like fetchlings slash...
So those kids have only been in there for like a year?
No, they've been there for like 10 years.
10 years.
Oh, they're 10-year-olds?
Right.
Okay.
So technically. I mean, they're not.
I say that...
Planar years, or material plane years.
I say to Stepan, I'm like,
so...
he's a legitimate heir to this throne, and I think you should give it to him because you stole the life from both of your brothers.
Who taught them how to speak?
I don't know. I mean, it's just something that you guys have to kind of conclude yourself.
Okay,
I'm not supposed to just tell you.
I asked the kid, how did you know, how did you learn?
My mom and dad. Okay, that part's over.
Wow.
So I say, just...
go ahead and give me, I guess it would be up to you, a diplomacy or an intimidate check.
With
the intimidate, then you know, like, what you've got on him. You know that he faked his brother's funerals, his father's funeral.
But he already knows that I know that.
Hmm?
He told us that.
But you're intimidating him with that, basically, with that knowledge.
Well, you could probably use that as a bonus for diplomacy.
Snorlax, you should use that if you're going to intimidate, because I have a high diplomacy, but I don't have anything.
I mean, I won't tell you which one would work better. I mean, one of them's going to work better than the other.
I'll use diplomacy 22.
Okay. He understands. he agrees from what you can tell.
This place will be ruled by a kid.
To, essentially...
King Louis XIV. That's where Cardinal Richelieu... Anyway.
It's a different universe. Anyway, so...
Just saying.
I've been there. God. He agrees to your terms for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
He understands that this child will be the next heir. And, all he asks is for your guys' secrecy in the matter. He then goes on to explain that Carpad has had a great, like, time. He's been the best ruler he's ever had. He's been benevolent. He's treated the fetchlings with far more respect than his brothers would have. He still allows them to work in the city. He doesn't, like, segregate them as poorly as his other brothers did.
And goes in, they don't have a whole town, section of the town that they're kind of stuck to.
Yeah. But they were prior to Lucian and what had happened with the Shad with the Talon Throat.
Mm-hmm.
They were allowed to come and go as they pleased.
That's mm-hmm.
Well,
so he asked that you guys keep that a secret.
We will keep it a secret. But you have. I want you to. You like should serve as his regent until he's old enough to actually rule.
There we go.
So, right, he's gonna. He won't like. He's. He agrees to that. He's still the rightful, technically, ruler, regardless of how his brothers died.
Yeah, but, well, I just mean, like, the son of his brother should eventually be the ruler, but he's too young right now, so you should stay in power until he's old enough to
Why is there food in that room if nobody needs to eat?
You know what, just to help you, just to get this off your mind, the mirror was a reflection of that manor. Inside was a reflection of it. Like, what was going on in that dining room was also what was on the table in the material plane where you're
so
at
when
now.
He was picking that up, did it pick up in the material
there
plane?
There was a
too?
Smarter other Snorlax here, also eating.
Oh, wait, can we ask him?
Powder wig. His head against the wall.
He like had a powder wig on. He's like, yes, quite. Very delicate.
Can we ask him if there were mirror versions of us in this world while we were gone?
No.
Except for Snorlax.
No.
Right.
Just saying that to make
Snorlax
shut up.
Keep his mouth
shut. Well, I guess all we need to really do is talk to the daughter one more time, and then I think we're done in this town.
Yeah.
The daughter? You mean Anya?
Yeah.
Oh. And maybe any kind of reward?
Oh, yeah.
He swears. He wants you to swear to your secrecy about what has happened here.
Yes, but I tell him with the...
Remember, you're essentially agreeing to, if you're questioned about it, you're lying.
Well, I tell him
because it would be your... The only reason I'm asking is because it would be your character that has an issue with this. Everyone else
you're
lying.
No, this is what I'm telling him. I tell him
he's
super
neutral.
I understand that people can change, but I'm going to check up on you, and if I find out that you have slipped into your old ways,
I'm going to appoint Gary.
We will be...
I'm not neutral about that.
No, I'll tell him that I will come back and tell everyone.
Yeah, I could be. I'm sure retarded when it comes to that.
It's kind of wishy-washy on that one.
All right, he nods his head, and he's sort of just like, oh, yes, payment, correct.
Please, we just saved your kingdom.
Please follow me.
From being possessed.
So he leads you guys down to his armory.
Oh, yeah,
nothing for Snorlax?
There ain't nothing.
Just
there
a Pokeball?
Plus one feather mattress.
Oh, I always wanted one.
Yeah. An infinite snooze spell?
They make those. Whoa.
And inside his armory, he has.
What does he have?
I think he's going to tell us.
You know, I just might.
Tell us. Tell
in
us.
His armory, he has. What's in the back of this book? Which I'm not going to tell you. Good day.
Let me find it. I know for a fact that he has a plus one whip.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
What kind of whip does he have?
Cool.
It's very cool. Whip.
Yeah.
I like it when you just try. It's cute.
No.
Oh, look at little Omo
like
trying to hurt.
Snapping a rubber band on him.
Get you!
Oh, look at Omo. Almost, buddy. You'll get it next
look
time.
Look
and then I bash his head in with an axe. Almost, buddy.
Why would you bash my head in?
No, not you. The
oh.
guy that you're trying to hurt.
Oh, well, maybe next time.
No, I just imagine us like holding a bad guy as you try to whip him.
Like, I'm with him.
Let him whip him.
And a plus one great axe. Oh. These are both the. These both were the weapons of. If you guys remember the statues when you first walked into the manor, they no, they weren't on the statues. They were the like the basically the like the ancestral weapons of those heroes.
I'll take
of Delmar and I can't remember.
Now when I use the whip, I will always do at least one day.
A plus one great.
He offers you. He gives you 2,000 gold on top of what he just gave you.
He gave us 3,000 gold before.
Right. 3,000 for supplies. 2,000 for
yeah. Well, no, he's including that, isn't he?
Hey, wait, hold on.
Did you write all that down?
What kind of damage is that?
10,000 gold, 6 plus 1 great axes.
Then there's like 29.
And like all the lands.
Plus
1
is left over from before.
A plus 1 is a plus 1 to hit and a plus 1 for damage.
Okay, what was it then? What was it now?
Oh, just 2,000 more gold.
You can have my master great axe.
And Anya.
I'm just wondering, how do you know what you're
and,
supposed to
don't forget,
for
Anya said that her family was going to.
Because I already have a
more.
Great axe, but I don't have a
should
plus one.
Should you go return what you're supposed to first?
Yeah, but yes.
Well, what do you roll
what
for?
Else did he, what else did he give us for
great
armory?
A d20.
That was it.
Or for damage? A d10.
Those are the best things he has.
Oh, really?
You can have my old one.
Yeah, I want
one.
That.
You want my master great axe?
I only have a.
Can we go on to the next one? I'm running out of time. So I
don't. I only have a D8 for my
you can have my masterwork.
All right, let's
go
back to Anya's dad, Bartholomew.
But we gotta talk to Anya real quick.
Or I don't want it.
All right,
she
yeah,
was gonna give us a special
just for the
reward.
Sake of time, she's basically like, thank you so much. You've saved everyone's lives, my child's life. Unfortunately, nothing can bring back the people that were taken by the Tile Throat. And I, you know.
How about pancakes?
She's like, yeah, she promises you a pancake dinner every time you stop in to Carpad.
And I make the best pancakes, don't I? Don't I, Anya?
I've never had
you. Don't I, Anya?
I've never had
don't you. Don't I, Anya?
Intimidate.
She's like, I hope nothing happened to him.
Intimidate 19. He got told
yeah,
to
yeah, he intimidates you. Someone intimidates you. Step down.
I make the best pancakes.
Shut up. Use your command.
I don't get it. You make the best pancakes on her?
Oh, no, please dominate me into making the best pancakes ever.
Anyway.
I subscribe to this.
Yeah, you guys hop into your carriage. You, I won't roll any
wait.
Giant scorpion attacks.
Who's leading our carriage?
Cameron.
All right, so both one of you two give me a handle animal check.
No, I meant who the horses were, but... That's a 20
plus 4.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Right, yeah, you've got no problems leaving the horses there.
Peanut butter and jelly. And who eats what?
You do need to subtract 500 gold for the horses being held for like 2 days.
He did remember.
What? We saved this fucking town!
Yeah, you didn't save the fucking, whatever
stable?
That's called, the stable master.
I'm pretty sure you did.
He's like, hey buddy, shitty economy, still gotta make a dime here.
Oh, it's Beyonce.
God damn it, Beyonce.
I got
to be like, pay me in rupees.
I got coral.
Yeah.
I got coral.
Emeralds.
Oh my god, just go. Oh god.
Well, you know, like emeralds.
I always sing that.
Emeralds and jewels.
Emeralds and jewels.
Anyway, so yeah, you guys gallop all nicely.
I'm sitting in the cage.
Relaxing. Relaxing as you, after a hard
whipping ain't easy.
Formula, but I don't care. Anyway, you guys get to
Ceremium. That was mean.
Yeah, it was mean. Anyway, see you guys get to Ceremium.
I thought we were going to the manor or wherever.
That is where we're at. That is where you were at.
I thought it was outside of Ceremium.
It's
barely
close enough.
You guys walked there within like 5 minutes. Anyway, if that's okay,
I'm a cartographer.
I fly. Is your cartographer, a brewer, and
I'm a cartographer. I know more than you do.
God. What don't you do? That's what I want to know.
Make waffles. That's what I don't do.
Waffles anyway.
And I don't feed jelly to jelly, and I don't feed peanut butter to peanut butter.
Yeah, you don't feed the horses; they die. Anyway, you get back to the town, and Bartholomew Corsada, I can't believe I remember his name. Is still like he's just like thank you so much after explaining everything.
Your daughter bit a finger.
Two of them.
And she's like, oh, he's like, oh, he did that. I really wish she would have stuck to worshiping.
Cain Kaelin? Yeah, me too.
She's into the S&M stuff.
Anyway, yeah.
I got this whip from him.
And again, he reminds you guys as payment, you guys are allowed to keep the horses.
Yay! We're best friends, I tell him.
And every you offers you up the 2,500, which was per your contract,
mm-hmm.
and then also another 3,000 on top of that. And that's where you stop.
We don't end with the pancake feast?
If you were allowed to make pancakes,
no,
that's fine.
I do. For everybody.
Yep, and then someone's like, hey, we miscounted the vote. You're the new town constable.
What?
And then they're like, just kidding.
Oh.
So, yeah, I guess that's where
no
we'll end.
No pancakes for you.
This
I'm
is
just joking.
We'll
I don't defy
you.
What about
horribly screwed up? Do you want XP on the air?
No, I always edit that part out.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, that's where we'll end it at. Then we'll update, and then we'll discuss what we want to do after.
Yeah, I think
this, after Eric's campaign, we'll discuss what you guys want to continue on with these characters.
Oh, are we doing mine next thing?
Yeah,
I'm going to be done. I'm going to be disc golfing.
So I guess we should say in the next episode we will be playing. Eric will be DMing, and we'll be playing. Actually, we started with Eric's campaign, so we'll be playing characters that we've already played, but we'll like introduce them and everything.
Yeah, and it's a whole new world. Type
just
thing.
The thought.
That's a cooler world.
Don't you dare
the
close
next
your eyes.
Months, we adjust playtime.
New exciting point of
view. Every moment gets better.
To what?
Game of Thrones starts the very next time we start.
If we do, I mean, it's up to Eric. I mean, I don't care. I'm sure
he's
going to
have time it airs.
You don't have TiVo?
It's HBO. They play like every 5 seconds, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't you have HBO
every
5 Go?
Seconds?
Are you talking about
I've
dad?
Never had HBO.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.